A little lower, lower. Right here. Right over my wheat field. Perfect.
You sure?
Yeah. Hold steady while I aim.
Aim? Is that a rocket launcher?
Yep. Guy at the surplus said it'll kill all the weeds.
You just blew up my truck!
Oh, sorry about that.
There's a simpler way to protect your spring wheat. Use Perfect Match Herbicide for the broadest spectrum of broadleaf weed and grass control in a single product. Learn more at simpleweedcontrol.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Alrighty, in this crazy upside-down world we live in, today the markets were a little bright spot. And Ben Buckner of Ag Resource, hey Ben, how do we pull this off today?
Yeah, it's a nice little welcomed respite from sort of doom and gloom all the time. And there's not a huge identifiable fundamental catalyst. We are seeing the dollar weaken pretty quickly. And so that has given, I think, some of the spec trade some room to put new money to work. And that makes good sense. We're also looking at maybe the return of some warm and dry weather in key parts of Ukraine and Russia beyond the coming weekend. And so we know that, the month of June is really critical to their wheat yield potential. And so we'll have to keep a very close eye on that. The wheat market's already kind of precarious in terms of supplies and exportable positions. So we can't really afford to lose any more out of the Black Sea. And so that's why I think it's pretty clear wheat led the way today.
Yeah, starting last night, the wheat market must have got the word on that. Kansas City was the highest. But we're also getting forecasts for hot and dry going into the western Dakotas, expanding through the central plains. Will it put a big hit on, do you think it would put a big hit on the U.S. wheat crop?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think it will be regional, where it's probably most affecting things. The Dakotas, maybe parts of Nebraska. The Kansas crop should be on its way to being made, at least by the time, this sort of lasting pattern of heat really gets established. So on the margin, I do think it's probably lowering things. We just don't know where to start off with. We have found that as long as it's not overly hot in the month of May, the Kansas wheat crop tends to do pretty good. So I think we'll be lowering yields, but from maybe a level above where NASS was in its May report. So, I think this sort of highlights, and you made a good point, that, wheat is in the throes of its weather market. There's still a good 2 or 3 weeks left, and so it's going to be more reactive to the, the updated model releases than corn and soybeans, no doubt
right
about it.
Yeah. Well, Ben, I apologize. I asked you an agronomist's question. I should have asked you a marketing question. How high, as long as it raises the price of wheat, let's let that happen for a while, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I think, chart pattern-wise, we've got a couple of days that could be pretty important. Today's rally was nice, but in both Chicago and Kansas City wheat, we have not done anything really notable to the chart pattern. So, we found resistance at about 535 September Chicago, couldn't get above that, and so here we are again. We'll need to close above that or 485 September Kansas City to really get this thing going. So this could happen tomorrow, Monday, or maybe we sort of sit back for the next couple of days. So we were at the precipice of maybe turning these things bullish, but we do need some follow-through buying on Friday for sure.
Okay, well, so many months in the past when corn and beans were having good days, I'd ask people, hey, try to say something nice about the wheat market. And today the wheat market was the good thing to talk about. So now it's, can you say anything nice about the corn market, Ben?
Yeah, well, I think they mostly followed wheat. And I don't know if this is nice or not, but, I think the spec community is very, very short corn. And so we know that those positions over time are not really sustainable. So part of that really big short position will be liquidated. It's just sort of a matter of when and how quickly it happens. So that's not necessarily bullish. But we are seeing pretty good nearby export demand. And I think the most positive thing we've seen from the corn market this week is, another rise in weekly U.S. gasoline consumption. And so the need for higher and higher ethanol production. And even based on margins, it looks like COVID has kind of come and gone. I think the cash and futures based ethanol production margins look pretty good and kind of back to where we were in late February. So we should start to see more plants come back online, more ethanol plants bidding for corn and bidding pretty aggressively, I think. So that is a positive for the cash market. And down the road, I think we'll see the ethanol industry, you know, we kind of see it normalizing maybe in 90 days or so.
Super. All righty. Only got about a minute to go here, so give us a short response on the cattle, feeder cattle and live cattle.
Yeah, everything's not a whole lot has changed. We're finding support here. I think the cash cattle market outlook is probably bearish. There are just a large number of cattle being carried forward. Carcass weights are getting very heavy. And so that will keep things pretty limited. But, I think what most important to the cattle market and in the hog market moving forward will be, one, I do think China aims to, as of now, honor its phase one commitments. And so if we can get that and also, a further correction in the U.S. dollar, maybe we can start to lift their way out of this price hole via, improved exports as the domestic market also finds stability, as more people go to work. And I think we will, one way or another, solve this COVID-19 crisis, and we will reach normal capacity at some point.
Super. All right. Ben Buckner, Ag Resource. How do producers get a hold of you guys there?
Easiest would be the website. It's agresource.com. And so we are here to help in marketing decisions, strategies, whatever you need.
Gotcha. Thank you so very much for the work you do, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, Nick. Have a good one.
You the same. Bye-bye. All right.